This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. MHRA Safety Roundup, June 2026, Key Drug and Device Alerts for Clinicians. Editorially reviewed by Professor Georgie MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. The UK Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency, MHRA, has published its June 2026 Safety Roundup, consolidating critical safety alerts for medicines and medical devices affecting clinical practice across the United Kingdom and internationally. This monthly bulletin provides essential guidance for healthcare professionals, pharmacists, and device users on newly identified safety risks, recall actions, and prescribing precautions. Key takeaways. The MHRA June 2026 Safety Roundup aggregates multiple medicine and device alerts requiring immediate clinical attention. Safety updates cover contraindications, adverse event signals, and device recalls across therapeutic areas. Healthcare professionals must implement recommended actions to protect patient safety and comply with regulatory guidance. Understanding the MHRA Safety Roundup. The MHRA's monthly safety roundup consolidates regulatory advice on medicines and medical devices, serving as a centralized resource for healthcare professionals managing patient care. These alerts reflect ongoing pharmacovigilance monitoring and signal detection from post-marketing surveillance systems. Each alert provides specific clinical context, including the nature of the safety concern, affected patient populations, recommended actions, and implementation timelines. Regulatory agencies worldwide use similar approaches to communicate urgent safety information rapidly and ensure consistent clinical practice standards. MHRA Safety Alert Categories. Typical distribution. Illustrative breakdown of alert types in monthly regulatory updates. Contraindications and warnings, 38% device recalls, 28% adverse event updates, 22% supply issues, 12% source MHRA safety monitoring. Georgian Medical Journal News. Clinical implementation and healthcare professional responsibilities. Healthcare professionals have a regulatory and ethical obligation to review MHRA safety alerts promptly and implement recommended actions within specified timeframes. This includes updating prescribing practices, conducting patient reviews where indicated, and communicating relevant safety information to patients and colleagues. Pharmacists play a critical role in identifying affected medicines within their institutions and flagging contraindications during medication review processes. Hospital pharmacy teams must integrate alert information into dispensing systems and medication safety protocols. General practitioners should audit their patient lists for individuals who may be affected by identified safety signals, particularly where dose adjustment or alternative therapy is recommended. The Georgian Medical Journal's Quality and Safety section regularly features articles on implementing regulatory safety guidance in clinical settings. For detailed clinical guidance, consult the Pharmacy and Prescribing category on GMJ News. Monitoring, transparency, and patient safety culture. The MHRA's commitment to transparent, regular safety communication reflects international best practices in post-marketing pharmacovigilance. Monthly roundups enable healthcare systems to respond systematically to emerging safety signals before they escalate into wider public health concerns. Similar regulatory frameworks operate in the European Medicines Agency, EMA, the US FDA, and the Australian Therapeutic Goods Administration, TGA. Healthcare institutions should establish systematic processes for disseminating MHRA alerts to all relevant staff, tracking implementation of recommended actions, and reporting any adverse events through established pharmacovigilance channels. This builds institutional accountability and strengthens the broader patient safety culture necessary for effective harm prevention. Timely implementation of MHRA safety alerts across primary and secondary care settings is essential to prevent medication-related harm and ensure regulatory compliance in clinical practice. UK Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency. What this means. For patients, ensure you understand any changes to your prescribed medicines. If you take a medication mentioned in a safety alert, contact your pharmacy or GP to discuss whether your treatment needs to be reviewed or adjusted. For clinicians, Review MHRA safety roundups monthly as part of professional practice. Implement recommended actions promptly. Audit affected patient populations and communicate changes to prescribing or device use through institutional protocols. For policymakers, ensure healthcare systems have infrastructure for rapid dissemination of regulatory safety alerts. Establish metrics for tracking alert implementation rates and adverse event reporting to strengthen post-marketing surveillance systems. Frequently asked questions. How often does the MHRA publish safety roundups? The MHRA publishes consolidated safety roundups monthly, typically covering alerts issued during the preceding 4 weeks. Urgent safety information requiring immediate action is communicated separately outside the monthly cycle through rapid safety alerts and Dear Colleague letters. Who is responsible for implementing MHRA safety alerts in clinical practice? All healthcare professionals involved in prescribing, dispensing, administering, or monitoring medicines and medical devices bear responsibility for implementing relevant safety guidance. Institutional leaders and medicine safety committees must ensure systematic processes exist to disseminate alerts and track compliance across their organizations. Where can I access the full MHRA June 2026 Safety Roundup? The complete roundup and individual alert details are available on the UK government's Medicines and Healthcare Products Safety Portal. Healthcare professionals can also subscribe to MHRA safety alerts via email to receive notifications of new safety communications. Regular engagement with regulatory safety communications is a cornerstone of evidence-based clinical practice and institutional patient safety governance. Healthcare professionals are encouraged to integrate MHRA safety information into continuing professional development and team-based safety reviews to maintain current knowledge of emerging medicines and device risks. By treating monthly safety roundups as routine clinical reference materials rather than occasional notices, healthcare systems strengthen their capacity to identify and manage medication-related harm before it affects patient populations. Source: MHRA Safety Roundup, June 2026.